This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The New York Attorney General's office is making some astonishing comments and admissions about free speech and fraudulent surveillance. The questions by defense attorneys from the Thomas More Law Center in the New York case against pro-life advocates uncovered fraudulent internet surveillance of pro-lifers, and AG Eric Schneiderman has publicly spoken of this case, saying that we are not a nation where you can choose your point of view. A.G. Schneiderman also dangerously says pro-life Christians run their mouths with unlawful, un-American rhetoric. A British judge is allowing a hospital to turn off medical equipment, keeping 2-year-old Alfie Evans alive. Doctors have long lobbied for this end, but what is most troubling is that other nations are ready to treat such patients, but authorities won't release control of British children. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. Genetically modified CRISPR cells are already able to merge various DNA, and scientists claim to be doing that and merging human and various animal cells in living animals. Bioethicist and attorney Wesley Smith is calling for intense discussion on such biotech issues before such creations entirely abandon ethical standards or become weapons of war or even terror. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.